Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Happy Monday, everybody. Gosh, we sure missed y'all. Thanks so much for coming back to Undisputed today. I'm Jen Hale. That is Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Hi, guys. How are we?
Great, great, great. Better than somebody else I know, the team in the basement. How many games in a row they lost?
Somebody across me is in big trouble today because I was not allowed to argue sports for an entire week, and I'm about to explode and unleash on the man across from me.
Explode on the Clippers.
Yeah.
176-point skip on the second night of a back-to-back.
Okay, well, that was the previous game.
Okay, what about last night?
Well, they took Denver all the way to overtime, and then they hit the wall.
Skip.
But I think we're going to talk about this other L.A. team because guess what? The parade has been scheduled, and you are the parade master. It's tomorrow.
Oh.
It's tomorrow in L.A.
Now this man, y'all hear him, America.
Yeah,
he said they took the Nuggets to overtime.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. No, they're the best team in the West, and they got the runaway MVP.
Say it again.
Except for the guy in Philadelphia.
The guy that lost again?
Yeah.
The JT?
Yeah, the guy who made a 70-foot shot that should have won the game.
If you make a shot after the buzzer, it doesn't count. Man, you keep changing the rules for Jordan.
Let's do this, gentlemen. Let's do this. I don't know. Lakers fans might be building the Jared Vanderbilt statue
right now.
Yeah,
we got one coming.
Speak.
Yeah.
I would not be shocked. Yesterday, the Lakers guys completed the biggest comeback this season, 111-108. Big W over the Dallas Mavericks. LA was down 27 with just over 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Anthony Davis had a game-high 30 points. LeBron, who finished playing the game despite suffering a foot injury, he added 26. Shannon, did yesterday's comeback show you the Lakers actually, yes, are capable of winning this whole thing?
No, that didn't show me. They won three games in a row and they played well, but I saw LeBron hobble. LeBron James is not the same player prior to this injury as he was before it. I think everybody sees that. They see he's getting up. Guys are blocking LeBron's shot and he's going to the rim that wouldn't even attempt to block LeBron James' shot. Look, I don't believe they'd be the contending team. I think the Mavericks are very good. They have two outstanding players. They don't defend the basketball, and that's how the Lakers were able to get back into the game because they don't defend. And so when you start jacking up shots or you miss those three-point shots that was going down early, and then all of a sudden you have a 27-point lead, you take those ill-advised shots and you let the team get back in because you don't play on the defensive end. And you hear D-Ham talk about that. Hey, make them guard. Let's see if they can guard without fouling. Well, they couldn't. They put them on the line. The Lakers made some free throws and got themselves back into the ball game. But I'm looking at LeBron, Skip, and I think everybody can see he's hobbled. He doesn't have the same explosiveness. And I noticed it that night when he broke the record against the OKC Thunder. Every time he came out of the game, he took that shoe off. He's continued to do that. They have the Theragun and they're working on the bottom of that foot. It looks like the arch. It doesn't look like the ankle to me. It looks like the arch. Something is going on with the bottom of his foot, which is causing him to hobble. And then you watched him after the game. That does not look like a man that's 100%. So they cannot contend for a title with LeBron being less than 90%. Anthony Davis was a monster yesterday. That's the AD that I need to see. 30-15. Jared Vanderbilt played great defense on Luka Doncic. Challenged everything. Jumped out in the passing lanes. 15 points, 17 rebounds. 4 or 5 steals. You could live with that. But I'm not about to all of a sudden say, okay, you know, I got my playoff tickets already lined up because I don't believe that. I'm going to need to see more, and I'm not going to know. I need to see LeBron James' health over the next month. Because what, they got 22 games, you know, 22 games, 21, 22 games?
Two left now after yesterday.
22 games left. Mm-hmm. I need to see LeBron. It's just hard considering the way he was hobbled yesterday and to watch him lead that stadium. Man, it's just hard to see that LeBron is going to be able to play every single game moving forward. Mm. So, no, I do not believe as of right now with LeBron James' help, they can win it all.
Mm. I'm shocked by that. You did predict going into the All-Star break that over their final 23 games post-break, they would go 16-7 was your prediction. And I upped you one on that. I went 17-6, and I am standing by 17-6. And LeBron James felt healthy enough, empowered enough, emboldened enough that coming out of the break, he called the last 23 games the most important of any 23 he's ever played in the regular season.
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, then he thinks he's pretty good because I don't think he's going to make a statement like that if he thinks he's handicapped.
No, Skip. He said these are the most important because he can't make the playoff if they're not important.
Well, that's a fact. Okay, but again, I think he's playing from a position of strength, and I can't get it straight. I hear on the ESPN telecast, it's his hand, then it's his foot, then it's his hand, it's his foot, it's his ankle, or it's his underfoot. I don't know which one it is. I guess he's just beat all to hell.
Well, you saw in the All-Star game, he tried to block a shot, and he went up there, and he jammed his finger in the rim.
Since we haven't been on for a week, I got to address that. Can you please explain how your man, LeBron James, in an All-Star game, was trying to chase down block players in a game in which nobody plays defense and everybody going to the rim thinks that they're pretty much uncontested going to the rim?
Yeah.
Because it's a complete ambush in an All-Star game to come from nowhere and swat a ball on a game in which nobody is even thinking about playing defense. And then maybe the basketball gods got even with him for those ambush blocks in an All-Star game because he got his hand stuck up in the net and he hurt his right hand shooting finger and didn't play the second half.
Right.
Although it didn't seem to be a big issue coming out of All-Star break because the Lakers didn't list it on the injury report or make it a big deal.
Right.
Okay, so now in the two games he has played since the break, he has shot the ball by his all-time leading score standards. I would have to say poorly.
No, by anybody's standards, they're poor.
Because it's 15 of 43. That's 35% just from the floor.
Correct.
This is LeBron freaking James, right?
Yes.
Okay, from three so far, with the 1-6 yesterday, he's 3 of 12 from three, which is 25% coming out of the two games since the All-Star break. That's 30.8% for the season. It's just not very good because it ranks 143rd in the NBA.
Yes.
It's near the bottom, 143 out of 149 qualified three-point shooters. Okay, so I will give you that, but I don't know that that's being attributed to his hand injury or his foot injury because even after he tweaked his foot, and he did tweak it, and weirdly, he yelled, "I heard something pop."
Right.
You could hear it on the mic on ABC National, right? And Darvin Ham said after the game, I don't know anything about anything popping. Nobody told me about anything popping. And Darvin just said, he's good to go. As far as I know, he's good to go.
Right.
So I don't know what to make of that because even after he heard something pop, he stayed in the game.
Correct.
And he played not just well, he played great. He scored 11 more points after something popped in his foot. Well, I don't know what to make of it except I really like the way your team played yesterday, and I like the way it played against Golden State.
I love the effort in which they're playing with.
Okay,
because what we've seen before, Skip, they get down 27, and it's over.
It's over. What is the biggest difference? We're about to get to this when it comes to what used to be my Clippers that you took a shot at the game. Now, we're stuck with Russ because you got out from under Russell Westbrook.
You picked him up.
I would argue against it. I told you last week while we were still on the air, when it first came up that Paul George was actually campaigning for Russell Westbrook, I said, that is a disastrous move. You cannot make it, and they made it.
Yep.
And we're about to talk about what happened last night because he was not allowed to play over the whole final quarter and the whole overtime and really the last minute and a half of the third quarter. And now, guess what? Ty Lue has the problem that Darvin Ham used to have It's the Russ problem.
That might be why you lost.
Okay, it might be. You could make that case and we'll flip it around, but we'll get to that in a moment. But the point is, the cloud has been lifted off your team. And I do believe that Rob Pelinka should be in the running for Executive of the Year because I like every little piece that he picked up because they equal one big piece to the puzzle.
Right.
Because Jared Vanderbilt can defend at the highest level. And he was sort of lost in the shadows in Minnesota and Utah. I didn't know he could play defense like this, but he can play at the highest level.
You're talking about Vanderbilt?
Yeah. Okay. And D'Angelo tweaked his ankle, or turned his ankle, so he's not, right. He wasn't there yesterday. Right. But the point is, I like the pickup. I like Malik Beasley shooting threes.
Yep.
I like Hachimura. I like everything. I like Mo Bamba. I like everything you did. But mostly, I like the fact that you don't have a Russ problem. And I think to some degree, a Pat Bev problem, because he is problem, maybe not for the team, but for the coach. He just is difficult. He's a handful to coach, especially coupled with Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
So my point is, I do like your team to finish 17-6. Obviously, if LeBron is flat out hurt, then you're done.
Exactly.
But your man, AD, yesterday it stood for all day because he was just all day for Dallas.
And you saw, Skip, he got the mismatch on Luka. They got it to him and he hit the turnaround.
Well, I think we got that play because this was the key shot of the game. And I don't think Luka tried very hard.
Well, he was all over. Both ends of the court, blocking shots. He was unbelievable.
He got the AD shot at the end of the game. This is 18 seconds left. We're still doing some LeBron. Here it is.
This is it right here. He got the switch he wanted.
Kick it. And it's Luka, and he doesn't really give a whole lot of effort there. And AD makes a fall away baseline
shot. He says, I'm a bucket.
Yep.
He says, I'm a mofo bucket.
Yep.
And he was.
And that was it.
And he is.
Okay. So I'm going to give you all your props because I love the way you came from 27 down. It's hard to
do. Anybody else do that this year?
It's hard to do on the road. It's hard to do at Dallas. Except if Dallas has Kyrie trying to couple Kyrie with Luka. I first guessed it. I'm going to second guess it and third and fourth guess it. It will not work.
Skip, they only played a handful of games.
Will not work. They have now played together for four total games. They've won one, and it was against what used to be my San Antonio Spurs, a game in which Luka did not play in the fourth quarter. But have you looked at the stats of these two playing together in the late game? Have you looked at what's been happening when they play together? It is horrendous because Luka is pouting. When they play together in fourth quarters and overtime, that's actually three of the games they've actually played together. Would you believe Luka's taken a grand total of 10 shots to Kyrie's 33 shots? So Luka's saying, well, you do it. They went and got you because you're supposed to be the new closer. You close. And for whatever reason, especially over the last three quarters yesterday, neither one of them could do anything because Kyrie went 1 of 9 from three over the last three quarters. That will open the door for you.
Yes.
And the shock to me is that your Los Angeles Lakers shot a grand total of 6 of 34 from the three-point line. Think about this.
Yes.
6 of 34 for the game, and you came from 27 down. Shannon Sharpe, how did you do that? You crushed him in the paint.
Yeah, 62.
It was 62 to 33. 62 to 33? Yeah. Are you kidding
me? Skip, when you look at it, Skip, they start four guards. Luka, Kyrie, Reggie Bullock, and Justin Holiday. Those are all guards with Powell. And Powell is not Joel Embiid. He's not Giannis. He's not a defensive presence.
Nope.
So what the hell do you expect to happen? They got crushed on the glass when the Lakers don't ever crush anybody on the glass.
They did. Yep. It was 56 to 48. Not crushed, but beaten.
Offensive rebounds.
Killed him.
I mean, Jared Vanderbilt had 8.
Okay, killed him. I give you all of the above. But in the end, you took advantage of a souring situation. And it sounded to me, let me pull up my Jason Kidd quotes here. After the game, it sounded to me suspiciously like Jason Kidd took a shot at Luka Doncic because he said, as a team, we've got to mature. And we've got to grow up. Well, the problem is 4 of your 5 starters are over 30 years of age. So there's only one guy who's 23. It seems like he's played professional basketball since he was like 13. So he seems like a veteran to me.
Yes.
But he's the only young player. And then Jason went into how we've got to focus on playing and not allow as he said, we can't get distracted with the whistle and just keep playing.
That's Luka.
Okay, that's all about Luka. He complains on every single call.
Play. He does.
And half the time, he's complaining as the ball is going to the other end, and he's running and complaining, but he's not actually focusing on the next business.
And this guy's laying the ball in the basket.
That is correct. And it is driving Jason Kidd crazy, yes, just the way it drove Rick Carlisle crazy. And Rick Carlisle got fired because he was clashing with Luka.
Right.
Well, it sounds like Jay Kidd is starting to clash with Luka, maybe not overtly, but sort of behind the scenes. And he made the point yesterday. He was asked, why didn't you call timeouts? He called two the whole game as the lead was slipping away. And he said, I'm not the savior here. I'm not playing. No, you don't play. You used to be a really good player, yeah, all-time great. Yes. But he says, I'm watching just like you guys. What? That sounds like a coach who's just throwing up his hands saying, okay, you guys do it.
Right.
If you won't listen to me and you keep arguing every call, you keep pouting about every call, it's your fault.
Yeah, he's like, look, when I call timeout, I said, guys, we got to play through the whistle. We just got to play basketball. The officials are going to do what they're going to do, but we just have to take care of our business. He says, I call timeout, and I relay that to them. They don't listen. So why the hell am I going to keep calling timeouts? They're going to do what they want to do anyway, so they figure they know more than I do. Let them figure it out. That's Luka, and he's made this before. Luka's going to have to learn. He's going to have to play through the whistles. They give him a lot of calls that he doesn't deserve, but he feels he deserves it. Even if you run by Luka, he's looking at the official like, you didn't see him run by me? Yeah, I saw him run by you, but he didn't touch you. But, you know, he didn't get awful close to me. And so, yeah, that's a problem, Skip, because I saw what you saw yesterday. He's laying on the floor holding his head. The Lakers got the ball. They're going up the court. And by the time he gets to half court, they've already got the ball. Somebody's taking the ball out of bounds for the Mavericks. He's got to stop playing like that, bro. You're not going to get every call. You shoot probably top five as far as free throw attempts in the NBA. I guess you want to shoot like Joel Embiid. Nobody's going to shoot more than Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid shoot like 20 a game.
Yep.
But no. Luka, you shooting 15.
12 a game. But it's the most.
It seems like it. But yeah. Luka, it's not like you're shooting four or five free throws. Can you imagine LeBron? LeBron should be doing what Luka's doing because he barely gets any calls.
That is a fact. I give you that point. So my biggest takeaway watching your team yesterday, LeBron and Anthony Davis are not a good fit. They're an all-time great fit because they don't do the same thing.
Correct.
And they love each other. They're very deeply connected off the floor because obviously LeBron said, I got to go get him. And it was up to Clutch to go get him out of New Orleans and get him to L.A.
Yes.
And they did win a championship together. I believe it deserves an asterisk because it was in the bubble. But they won the championship because they fit together.
Yes.
I don't see Luka and Kyrie fitting, even though they don't look the same. They're not built the same.
Right.
They're 1'6", 7", Kyrie? 6'2", maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. But they do exactly the same thing.
They're both guards.
They need the basketball. Mm-hmm. And in the end, they're mostly two guards. Even though both can pass the basketball, Luka a little better than Kyrie.
Yeah.
But still, you know and I know, in the end, in crunch time, they need the ball, and they're going to shoot and score the basketball.
Yes. And that's what normally happens, Skip. And when you see tandems work, you see Shaq and Kobe, you see Kareem and Magic,
absolutely,
you see LeBron and AD. One guy, Skip, and I think a lot of that has to do, if one guy's willing to say, okay, he's the better of the players, I'm cool with that. Where you start to run into the problems, if you have people that play different positions, well, hell, I'm just as good as you. And then you're going to have a problem. I mean, you look at Kareem, and even though Skip, Oscar Robertson was at the tail end of his career, it was a guard, it was a big.
It was.
Shaq and Kobe. Whatever the case may be, when you look at a situation, LeBron he plays the point, Skip, but he's small forward. But you see, he gets out of the way.
Your favorite childhood player, Larry Bird, is with Mikhail and Parrish. And it works because it works. He's two giant guys.
But Bird was such a great passer of the ball. He averaged 6 assists for a career. And so he was like, okay, but everybody conceded. Larry Bird is the best player on the team. Skip, somebody's going to have to concede that this is, somebody's the better of the players. And you can't, I can do what he can do. I'm just as good. And then all of a sudden, it's going to blow up.
The usage rate will belong to Larry Bird.
Yes.
Because it should.
It should.
But the passes will go to the bigs because it's all connected. Because they fit together. And in crunch time, everybody knew who's going to have the ball.
Larry's going to get the ball.
Okay. And this one, they're looking at each other like, are you going to do this or should I do it? So Lucas starts off hot yesterday. And in the first quarter, he goes 14-6-3. Well, then the rest of the way, he was extremely quiet. He went 5 of 14 the rest of the way. And again, if Kyrie doesn't shoot 1 of 9, maybe they hang on. But the rest of the way, he goes 5 of 14. He only shoots one free throw the whole rest of the game with 5 turnovers.
Right.
That's how you blow a 27-point lead.
Yes.
Because you shrink and disappear.
Yep.
Okay, so then it comes down to a fateful play that occurred right after the shot of shots that was made by Anthony over Luka on the baseline. Right. Well, then they call timeout, so they get to inbound the ball from midcourt.
Right.
And what happens? Luka makes a boneheaded play because he forgets if Kyrie passes him the basketball in the backcourt, which he did, you can get this. You don't have to throw it back in like it's going to be backcourt. You can go get the ball.
I think he thought he touched it or something.
Okay, well, he said after the game, I screwed up. You know, he took the fall for it. Maybe he thought it was touched.
Yeah, I think he thought he touched it.
Yeah,
but little did he know he could just go back there and get it.
If you touch it, you can still get it. There's no backcourt on that midcourt inbounds play. Okay, so that was the game. Then you got him after that.
Right.
But listen, Anthony, I give you that he didn't have a lot of interior competition, but. Look, I've called him always disappointing, and he's either hurt or he disappears or whatever.
Yes.
But I've seen enough of these games. That was big time.
Yeah.
Yesterday, if I had ranked him as a player in the NBA, I would say that was top five.
Right.
And what did you see what Darvin Ham called him after the game? He said, I got a new nickname. He calls him Wilt.
Yeah.
He calls him Wilt Davis, as in Wilt Chamberlain, because he is dominating both ends of the floor.
Yes.
And he's listed at, 6'10"?
Yes.
But he plays at least 7 feet.
Yes.
He plays long. He plays strong.
Skip, it should be disappointing. Anthony Davis should already have a couple of those, I don't know who the Defensive Player of the Year trophy is named after, but he should have a couple on his mat. Skip, he can do it all. He can
all.
He can, interior presence, he can go. He can, play perimeter defense. I'm like, AD, bro, you... As great as he is, I still think he's underachieved thus far.
Okay, I agree. But if he can stay locked in like this, help me out. I'm looking up above you. Golden State's got all kinds of injury problems. Now they say Draymond's knee is going to be an ongoing problem and Steph is not ready to come back.
Right.
Okay, so all of a sudden, maybe you could get them. And then I'm looking at Shai Gilgeous. He's got a couple of issues going on. He hadn't played a couple games. I'm starting to think that... I know Denver looks like the best team.
Right.
The Clippers took them to the wire last night. They were playing back-to-back. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. But I'm just saying, in the big picture yesterday, even though that game was a little more about Kyrie not working with Luka than LeBron and AD, but your team looks like at least a Western Conference contender. And it wouldn't shock me if they made a run to the finals. It wouldn't shock me the way they look. When you do have LeBron reasonably healthy, and that's the big if here.
Yes.
But when you have AD playing like that and all the pieces, and you still got Austin Reeves playing big fourth quarter minutes for you, so he was already there.
Right.
And Schroeder makes big late free throws.
Yep.
I like the mix of the team just about as much as I like anybody in the West.
If you told me, Skip, you remember that stretch before AD got hurt and the way LeBron played when he was averaging 37 from his birthday on?
I got
it. If you tell me that LeBron James is going to come back and we're going to pair him with Anthony Davis the way we saw you, okay. Skip, somebody going to catch hell beating the Lakers in 7 games.
I got you.
But
I
don't know if LeBron is going to be healthy again.
I don't know. It's the foot or it's the hand or it's the foot or
the
hand. Does he need to take a couple of games off?
Maybe. You can't.
Okay, but you can't.
You can't.
Or you're just going to flat out miss the playoffs, which would be a disaster given the fact that he just passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to become the all-time leading scorer.
Yes.
You can't punctuate that at the end by we missed the play-in tournament. Okay.
I agree.
Here we go.
And the West is so packed, guys, that you're right. Every game matters. Consider this. The Lakers in 12th right now. With 32 in the loss column, the Suns, they're in fourth with 29 losses. 3-game difference.
I know we're going to get the Pelicans.
All right.
I know we got them skill. We got them skill.
Oh,
we got them. We got
shots
them.
Shots fired.
Zion's got them.
Bring it, Shannon. Bring it. I'm ready. I got to get my king cake back.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Jake Paul suffering his first loss in his boxing career yesterday. It was a split decision loss to Tommy Fury. Paul did get a knockdown in the eighth and final round, but not enough to keep his record perfect. Some controversy here. Skip, I want to start with you because you were so into this, live tweeting this match. Do you think the judges got this one right?
Shannon Sharp, I did live tweet it. You can look at my timeline round by round. And I called the fight exactly the way one judge called the fight. I had Jake Paul winning very narrowly, 75-74, in what was an extremely close, extremely evenly matched fight between two guys who can really box. Jake Paul can flat out box. If he hadn't been able to box, he would have gotten annihilated by a young man named Tommy Fury, who was even more impressive to me than Jake Paul was yesterday. Tommy Fury is legit. He is the truth. That's what they call this right. bout. Tommy Fury is longer than Jake Paul. He's stronger than Jake Paul. He's a chip off his half-brother's block, Tyson Fury's block, because he's tough, he's skilled, he's agile, and he's going to be a handful because Jake Paul had the right for a rematch, and he called for his right in the ring after, although he was very humbled in the post-fight interview. And he says, I'm going to run it back, and I'm going to beat him the next time. I don't know if he can beat him the next time because Tyson Fury is legit. Tommy Fury is
legit. Yeah, he don't want no parts of Tyson.
Hey, listen, Tyson is 1,000 times legit because every time I watch him, I get more impressed.
Yes.
The point is, it looked to me like Jake Paul had assumed control, command of this fight in rounds 2 and 3. You can check my timeline. And guess what happened after the third round? We got two big grand promoting brothers here. We got Jake and we got Logan Paul. They gave the ringside mic, the PA system mic, to Logan Paul in the front row after round 3. I've never seen this done in any other big stakes fight. Have you ever seen anybody get on the microphone? It just doesn't happen. It's not the way business is done. But he gets on the mic and he calls out Tommy Fury, who's sitting in his corner getting ready for the fourth round. And he calls him the B word, and he calls his whole family, you're all a bunch of bees. Well, this is the wrong place, the wrong time. So Logan Paul is promoting Logan Paul at the expense of his brother, who's about to have to go into the fourth round against Tommy Furious because he came out angry, as he should have, as you would have. You would have been like, you want to talk about relighting your fire? He comes out and he pummeled Jake Paul in round 4. He dominated round 4 the way he did no round of the fight. And to Jake's credit, he hung in. He's a tough kid. He hung in. He took his punishment. And he started to regain control of the fight. They only went 8 rounds. The ring was only 18 feet, so it's small. So you can't, there's no running and hiding here. And yet, in the 8th round, Jake Paul did score a knockdown. It was with a little left hook, and he got him, and there was a little bit of slippage going on. I'm not saying it was a rock'em sock'em knockdown, because it wasn't, but he caught him flush in the jaw, and Tommy lost his balance a little bit. He did go down, and it was scored as a knockdown.
Right.
So I thought that would be enough to slightly carry the fight in Jake Paul's favor, but it was not. I'm not going to rant and rave about it, because it was so incredibly close, and the referee twice lost control of the fight to me. And just because there was too much clutching and grabbing and bear hugging going on and too much wrestling going on, he deducted 2 points from Jake Paul, I guess, for the clinches. I couldn't really tell what it was.
Well,
and that cost him probably in the end on the scorecards just enough that he lost it in a split decision.
Look, Skip, no, I don't think Jake Paul was wrong. Skip, I look at Jake Paul as a novelty. I mean, normally when you're trying to fight, when you're trying to come up in the fight game, you fight other guys that are in the fight game. Okay. Skip, you don't fight other YouTubers. You don't fight guys that are retired at a different sport. You fight boxers.
I agree.
When Floyd Mayweather, Sugar Ray Leonard, or any other great boxers were coming up, they fought guys that wanted to fight in that sport.
Okay, but Jake Paul is a YouTube product.
Yeah.
That's who he is and what. So he went completely unconventional.
Right.
But he did get to this moment of truth. And I thought he stood up well for himself.
Yeah, but Skip, I'm not knocking the man's hustle. The man has made himself a lot of money.
He has.
Doing it this way. I don't fault the hustle, but I look at it for what it is. But Skip, if you look at the punch stats,
many more punches, but.
And the landed punches.
Okay.
And the harder punches.
Okay. But the best shots of the fight were delivered by Jake Paul. Trust me. Three or four of the best shots, Jake Paul.
Yeah. Skip, but. Fury was more busy. He threw 49 punches to 24 per round, 38 punches thrown, 38 punches, 11 landed per 8 rounds. Jake Paul was average 20 punches thrown, 6 landed. Fury landed more jabs. I just thought he was the busier of the fighters. He looked better of the fighters. He actually looked like a fighter. Now, that's not, Skip, I mean, it's not like he's a world beater either, because you look at the guys that he's fought. He was 8-0, Skip, but his opponents were 24, 176, and 5.
Yep, I got
it. Those are the guys that he's beat. And Jake Paul still lost to him.
Okay, I got it. But
he's talking about he want to fight Canelo.
I have covered a whole lot of boxing in my life, dating back to early Ali. Tommy Fury can box. I just know he's going to become a factor in that division. What is it? They both weigh 185.
Right.
So whoever he's going to go fight, maybe the next order of business is one more with Jake Paul. And I'm afraid Jake Paul is going to have a hard time beating him because he's just better than Jake Paul.
Yeah, but Skip, I don't know. I mean, light heavy is 175. He can drop down. He ain't beating nobody in the light heavy division.
No.
He go up to 205. That's cruiserweight. He ain't beat nobody in that division.
He had to go up some weight for this fight to match up with Jake.
So if he fights at 170, Skip, he gonna get carried.
Yeah, listen, he is put together now.
He's a big fight. But Skip, you know one thing we know about fighting muscles, that's not
I got it, but he does look the part.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely.
And like his half-brother, he's got length to him.
Yes,
arms.
Yes, yes.
And it's, as you know, it's hard to deal with those long arms.
And the thing, he looks like Fury.
Yeah.
You see how his body is? He ain't got no muscle tone.
No.
But he be carrying folks in there. And that's what you need, Skip, because it takes oxygen to fuel those muscles. And guess what? When oxygen is deprived, those hands come down, that jaw gets lax, boom.
I thought in the 7th round, Jake looked a little gassed to
me. Yes!
Because he's taken some punishment, and it just gets suffocating in there. Man,
yes.
As you know, because I boxed in high school. Your arms just feel like they're going to fall off.
Hey, anybody don't think, all I'm saying, it just hold your hand. I'll tell you what, you know what, Skip? Don't even throw no punches. Just hold your hands like this for 3 minutes.
Up and do it.
I want
under,
you to do that.
Under pressure, yes. And after a while, your arms feel like they weigh 50 pounds.
I don't want you to hit the speed bag. Yeah. I don't want you to hit the mitts. Yeah. I don't want you to hit the heavy bag. I just want you to hold your arms like this for 3 minutes. Now, do it, and you just move around. Don't throw no punches. Just move around side to side. Just jog in place.
Yeah.
And you'll see what I'm... Hey. Now, imagine throwing punches. And imagine 5, 6, 7, 8 rounds into it. And you'll see what we got to my throw punches. Skip, look. The guy's made a lot of money. I was just looking at it. He made like $30, $40 million last year alone.
Yep.
And so he's carved out a nice niche for himself. But, Skip, the thing what he was able to sell was that undefeated record. The question is, now that he's been beaten...
I think he lost his luster because I had to make a decision 5 minutes after the fight was over and I finished tweeting. And I thought, would I pay for this again? What was it, $49.95?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence.
Right.
I like this kid.
Right.
I admire what he pulled off. I admire his self-promotional genius.
Yes.
It takes a certain genius
yes.
to do what
yes,
he did.
Yes, of course.
And I admire the fact he started a little late for Boxing Live.
Yeah.
And he figured it out as best he could.
Right.
And he got to this moment of truth.
Right.
And he hung in there. He didn't get knocked out. He didn't get embarrassed. He gave a good account of himself as a boxer to
Skip,
me.
Skip, the man came on the show and called. He
wanted Canelo.
Skip!
He wanted Canelo.
Canelo would kill. No boxing commission. Nevada, over Dubai, nobody would sanction Canelo in there with Jake Paul.
Okay. Well, you got to admire his ambition, at least. And it's not delusional ambition. I think he was really gung-ho. Like, he's really fixated on, I'm going to figure out how to get good enough to fight Canelo and not embarrass
well,
myself.
Well, if Canelo, how old is Canelo, right? 35, 36?
Yeah.
Maybe if Canelo gets 55.
Maybe.
But yeah, if it'd 40. Be, if he want, you like right now, you think he could beat Canelo right now?
No, I do not.
Please.
I don't think he could beat Tommy Fury, but trust me, Tommy Fury can box.
Yeah, he can box Jake Paul. But Skip, if you put him in there with somebody at 175 in that division, a top 10 guy, top 15 guy, they carry Tommy Fury.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Man,
I think
please.
Jake Paul's, he's got more guts and athletic ability than you're giving him credit
no,
for.
No, I'm not saying, but Skip, there's to be able to see those punches, that wow. is just like
this
baseball.
Just
Skip, what's the likelihood of somebody saying, you know what, I ain't played baseball in Pee Wee or Pop Warner, Little League come up, I'm going to start playing baseball in high school.
It's a skill game.
Yes! You got to be able to see that pitch. That man, that you're going to throw a curveball, man, you're going to be sitting on your, pop, strike. You got to be able to see those punches, Skip.
Yep, I agree. He hung in yesterday. He did a good job.
Yeah, I see right now you're going to pay $50 to get that fight again to watch him get carried again.
I just might. And I might be the only one who buys it at this point.
Boy, they said there's a P.T. Barnum, said there's a sucker board every.
I don't think he actually said it, but he gets credit
he
gets for it. And it's a great
true.
Line.
It is true.
It is true.
Boxing party at Skip's house.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
LeBron went down with a foot injury in the third quarter of the Lakers' big comeback win over the Mavs yesterday. LeBron could be heard saying he heard a pop while he was laying on the ground. Now, despite the injury, LeBron did finish the game. Afterwards, he said he's going to monitor his foot and go from there. What does that mean? Shannon, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big of a concern is this foot injury for
10.
You?
It's a 10. I saw him walking after the game, and for me, he does not look like the same LeBron James that we saw the guy play from his birthday until he injured that foot. I think it was February 7th. His birthday was December 30th, February 7th, when he broke Kareem's record. He does not look like the same player from the fourth quarter on of that game to what we see now. Skip, the man scored 13 points. He had I think he had 29 or 30 consecutive games in which he scored at least 20 points, which was the longest streak since Kobe. And so the foot is clearly bothering him. There's some things that he can't do that he normally could do, and he's not playing the same brand of basketball that we've seen from LeBron. And as long as LeBron James is not healthy, they're not going anywhere. Yeah, I think they're going to get back into it. I think they can get to the sixth seed because I still believe they can go 16-7. But it's not about just the sixth seed. It's about being able to contend for a title. And if both of those guys are healthy, Skip, I think in a seven-game series, they could beat anybody. Without LeBron James being healthy, Skip, I just don't know how much is he going to be able to play. He has to play every game. He needs to play, but will the foot allow him to play?
Yep.
So I'm at a 10 on my concern meter.
Mm. I don't have a great answer to this question because I'm not sure. I only know that he stayed in the game and he played very well down the stretch. He scored 11 more points.
Yeah.
I saw him limp. I don't know if it's a stage limp or he's actually limping. He's probably actually limping.
Mm-hmm.
But Darvin Ham seemed completely unconcerned. He said, he's good. I'm quoting Darvin after the game. He's good. As of right now, he's good. He said, I didn't hear anything about I heard a pop, because that's what LeBron said.
Right.
When he immediately went down, you could hear it on the ABC boom mics. I heard a pop. Well, if you heard a pop, that's bad, man. Right. That means something went wrong. Well, something really hurt.
It's just some scar tissue. Break it away, Skip.
I don't know. Look, the injury gods will ultimately decide this championship like they decide every championship.
Yes.
Because you want to talk about injury issues. Phoenix faces about seven of them because KD's got one. He's still not right, and I think he's going to be back, Wednesday night at Charlotte?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what they're shooting for.
Right.
But I'm surprised he hasn't played yet.
But he's going to be on a minutes restriction.
Okay, you got that right. Chris Paul, I watched him, was it yesterday against, at Milwaukee yesterday, right? Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, I've watched so much basketball, I can't remember. Chris Paul didn't look good to me.
He looked old.
He looked old. And he looks a little gimpy and limpy and like he's not quite right.
Yes.
And he's put together where he can pull things. How many times has he gotten hurt, right, on schedule in postseasons? And then I don't know what DeAndre Ayton's psyche is. I don't know if he's going to be into it or out of it. And he's clashed with his head coach, and it got ugly last year. And now he's a son for life, it looks like. And so here we go.
Till this offseason, at least.
But till this offseason. And Devin Booker, you know, and I know, you want to talk about chronic hamstrings, okay? And then we get to your other star. Probably your slightly more important star right now is Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Yesterday, he was all day, AD.
Yes.
Sometimes he's always disappointing. Because how many times when you most needed him to be AD, did he come up gimpy? Did he come up like, oh, I got a something? And you're never sure what the something is, but has he not been fragile?
Yeah, he has.
Whew. Okay, so all I know is I really like your new basketball team. I think LeBron really likes his new basketball team. There's no more Russ. There's no more Pat Bev. Cloud is lifted. And I look down at what you have. Jared Vanderbilt can really defend at the highest level. That has changed your life.
Yes.
Malik Beasley can shoot it at the highest level. He's made the third most threes over the last two seasons, and it's behind Steph and Buddy Hield. So I think you've been impressed where he can shoot it.
Well, they got some size now, Skip.
Okay.
When you play Schroeder and you're playing Pat Bev, you got two 6 foot, 6'1 guys.
Yeah.
At least Schroeder, you can play him with Malik Beasley. He's about 6'4.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt's like he's about 6'7.
He is.
So you have some size now,
and
Skip.
Vanderbilt is strong.
Yeah, he's long. He's athletic.
Yeah.
Skip, he got on the glass. You have 17 rebounds.
No, it's impressive. And Hachimura will give you 12 good minutes a night. Well, it's valuable to you because that's all on, and by the way, D'Angelo twisted his ankle, but he can score the basketball,
yes.
Right? And I think LeBron's okay with him. I think LeBron, he's not a big ego guy.
D'Lo was a better fit than Russ.
He was.
We're not saying that D'Lo was ever the player that Russ was.
I got it.
But fit matters.
Fit matters. Way better. And your holdovers are, as you mentioned, Schroeder and Austin Reeves and Lonnie Walker.
Yeah.
They can play. They can all. I'm not saying they're world beaters,
right,
but they can play. I just gave you a real live basketball team. Mo Bamba can come in and give you some minutes because he's 7 feet tall and he can shoot threes. So all of a sudden,
seemingly that's all he wants to do, think he's Steph Curry.
Well, he does. But my point is, he's an athletic 7-footer who can give you some pop off the bench. I like your team. I said over the last 23, 17-6. So LeBron stepped out, coming out of the All-Star break, and he said, these 23 games are the most important of any I've ever played in the regular season. Okay? They are because you just passed Kareem to become the all-time leading scorer. You don't want to miss the play-in tournament like you did last year because it will be an unhappy ending. It will not punctuate the greatest year of your life when you pass Kareem, right? It will.
We looking pretty good. Got to look at that. If LeBron was healthy, we might have run the table.
Well, is he healthy?
No.
Okay, he played down the stretch. All I know, you tell me if you're out there, you're okay.
No, but Skip, we just saw Jalen Hurts. That shoulder fell on in Chicago, and he played the rest of the game. Now, what happened the next two games? Did he play?
No, but did he play in the Super Bowl?
And how did, Skip, and you saw that last pass that he threw the Hail Mary. Yeah. Was that shoulder healthy, Skip? You know damn well Jalen Hurts can throw the ball further than 30 yards if he's healthy.
I thought he played sensational.
He did. He did. But that last throw lets me know that shoulder was still not 100%.
I'm giving him his money. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not even an issue.
Okay. I got it. But you always say if you're out there, there's no excuses for it.
No.
So LeBron's got a hand injury. He's not shot the ball well since he came off the All-Star break because he's, 15?
I believe the foot
has 15 of 43. He's shooting 35% from the floor.
Yeah.
He's a 55% shooter from the floor.
I believe the foot has more to do with the shooting than the hand.
All right. It well might. And he tweaked it late in the third quarter yesterday and did not come out of the game. So was that miraculous? Was that win one for the Gipper?
No.
Or was it not really that hurt?
It was a really hurt, but it's adrenaline. And you know adrenaline will call you to do things and you'll play through things. And then after the game, you're like, damn. You take that shoe off and then take that tape off. And yeah, so it's gonna be a lot sore. It ain't going to be a little sore. It's going to be a lot sore. But if anybody can play through it, if he needs some, I send him some red clay from Georgia, some
all
vinegar.
Right. You need to. Because he made a very bold statement. Most important games of my regular season career, and it's time to live up to it. You got pieces in place. You got addition by huge subtraction. You got out from under Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
He's now the Clippers' problem.
Yeah, but Skip, thing was is that because he said he's the most important 23 games of my career, because he didn't want to be in a situation where he missed the playoffs again.
He does not want to be in that situation. So, now you got a tough game. Is it tomorrow night at
Memphis?
Okay. It's a tough one. They just shellacked Denver at Memphis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you going to suck it up and play, or do you need a night off? They go back-to-back at Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's been playing great, but Shai Gilgeous is now hurt, and I don't know if he's going to be back.
But they tell you what, they can rain some threes. They can make some threes, make it tough on you.
Whew. They're well coached and they're playing free and easy.
And they're young.
Yep.
Skip, there's something to be said like, they're the back-to-back. Them young Sacramento got 176 on the second night of a back-to-back.
They did.
When you got a bunch of 23 and 24-year-olds, it's not the same when you got 32 and 33-year-old legs on the second night of a back-to-back.
I agree.
And OKC, they might be younger than in Sacramento. They might be a bunch of 22, 23-year-olds.
Okay, my bottom line here is that I don't want to hear any excuses because I don't think LeBron needs any excuses.
Skip, the man foot hurt. There ain't no excuse. The man foot hurt. You know that.
All right. I don't know
Sure. Skip, you don't notice anything different. So nothing looks different about LeBron.
He did have to eat a shot in the lane that he doesn't usually have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he got a little out of whack. He sort of lost he got a little disoriented, and he turned right into the block, and it just came right back in his face.
I watched this man.
By the way, he chased down
Kyrie.
I don't think we even showed that yet.
Yeah.
Well, he did do that. Should we show how healthy he look on this play?
Skip, look at the man. Come on, Skip.
Okay, he's running. That looked like he's healthy.
I mean, LeBron.
He fell.
All those shot steps that he gathered, LeBron don't need.
Nope.
Hey,
his head.
I tell you what. We got that play. DJ, we got to play. Because he said, give me the chalkboard. Give me the board. Did you hear this?
Listen, I got it. Give me the board.
Give me the board.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Give me the board.
No excuses.
Hey, don't do this.
We are overestimating how hurt he is.
No. What you're trying to do, you're trying to underestimate.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Skip, you know the man foot hurt. You know that.
He came back and scored 11 points. He chased down Kyrie. Kyrie's 6'2" and he's 6'9".
Skip, that was in the first half.
Yeah. That's called an ambush block. But way to go.
Okay, ambush predator. It doesn't matter. Did you get the kill?
Yeah, you got the kill.
Okay then.
Yeah.
We got our man.
Yeah. Lion after a gazelle.
We got our man. We're more crocodile. We're more alligator. We're ambush. You drink some water. Come.
Get somebody's dog.
Yeah. Unfortunately, got that lady.
I got the lady, too.
At some point in time, you got to stop invading the habitat.
In this playoff push, guys, they are running out of racing room. That's for sure. Just about 20 games left to go in the regular season.
Well, one of them racing cars on the track is Pelicans.
Mm.
We're going to pass them.
Mm.
You're taking every opportunity to get a shot this morning, Shannon. I see you. I see you. And when Zion gets back, we're coming.
When is that?
We're coming.
Next year?
Next year.
Very soon. Very soon.